Joining us now on the Nightside is Howard Levitt from Levitt LLP. He's an employment lawyer. Howard, how are you tonight?
I'm well. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. So I guess I would start with, I know how hard it is to actually fire an employee these days, but I would say if you found out that they're abusing the overtime system, is that not a clear breach of trust?
Well, if you found they were clipping the wire to prevent people from properly recording overtime and letting people get excess overtime pay that they actually hadn't worked, that would certainly be cause for discharge. But if somebody takes a little extra overtime one day and you catch them once, and let's assume they're a long service employee, I don't think that would do it in Canadian law. It should do it. I don't know that it would.
Now, when it comes to the employer, because I would imagine an investigation like they're doing in New York City probably happens at businesses across the country. When you discover that there is a discrepancy in how much you paid somebody and you realize that you've dramatically overpaid them and maybe it's fictitious overtime, how does a company go about getting that money back? Can they?
Well, they can, but unfortunately, under our employment standards legislation, they can't actually deduct it from people's wages. Even if they fire them or they quit and they have some wages owing to them, they can't offset unless they've signed an agreement in advance explicitly allowing that, which, of course, seldom happens. So they actually have to start a lawsuit, and most employers just don't bother. So it's tough to get the money back. Look, you can charge them criminally, and the police probably aren't going to lay charges. They'll view it as a civil matter, so that won't get you anywhere because that would be nice leverage if you did that and send a great message to everybody else not to do it. Sometimes it happens, but not very often. So really, you have very little recourse other than firing them and hoping that a court or arbitrator is not too sympathetic to the employee.
Howard Levitt with us. Howard, so if you overpay someone, say, $10,000 or $15,000, and then you go to them and go, hey, sorry, we've overpaid you, that employee can basically say, sucks to be you? Or do we expect them to do the honest thing and go, oh, okay, how do we solve this?
Well, you hope they will. If they want to keep their job, they will. If they're just absolutely indulging in skullduggery deliberately, they're probably going to disappear quickly, and good luck finding them, and good luck getting a judgment, and good luck collecting on your judgment. I mean, that's the unfortunate reality, especially we're dealing with relatively low-paid employees. But you could sue them for the money back, but lawsuits, unless you're just suing small claims court, lawsuits for small sums are very expensive to prosecute once you get over the small claims court $25,000 limit.
Let me ask you this then, because there's also lots of offside to overpaying someone, whether it's because they fictitiously put in a little bit of overtime here or there, is then it obviously goes into some of their benefits and even, you know, how much money they get paid on the back end once they retire.
Sure, you can recalculate that. If it's fraudulently obtained, you can recalculate the pension benefits. And you can sue for the extra payment, and you can fire them for fraud if you can show that it was deliberate and went on over some. If it happened once, the court might be sympathetic. What happened over on a recurring basis, the court won't be sympathetic, and it will be cause for discharge, and you'll be able to sue for your money back. But again, it'll require going to court.
Yeah.
So what normally happens is the employee sues the employer for wrongful dismissal, and then they counterclaim, and those are generally the only cases that go very far.
It sounds like a lot of work and not a lot of payoff.
Well, that's why an employer should have good systems in the first place and hire right.
Yeah, that sounds easy.
No, well, it's not easy, of course, but it's not that hard either.
Yeah. All right. So appreciate you bringing
analysis, good reference checking. Don't just take the person's reference who they give you, dig a little bit within the company and find out who they really work with and speak to that person and hope that they talk to you. Talk to coworkers. Ask tough questions during the interview and ask tough questions of the references. I mean, that's what you have to do. You can't just go through the motions.
All good advice. Howard Levitt, employment lawyer at Levitt LLP. Howard, appreciate your time as always.
Thanks for having me. Bye-bye.